Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Saturday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat?' or 'What are we to drink?' or 'What are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." Commentary by Father Jacques Philippe from Cordes-sur-Ciel, France. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Today, the gospel clearly speaks of living the present moment, not to keep thinking about yesterday, but abandon yourself to God and his mercy, not to torture yourself about tomorrow, but to entrust it all to his providence. Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus said, "The spirit of self-abandonment is my sole guide. I have no other compass." Preoccupation has never solved any problem. What solves problems is confidence in faith. Jesus says, "If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith?" Life per se is not too problematic. It is man who lacks in faith. Existence is not always easy. It can be stressful at times. We frequently feel injured and shocked by what happens in our life or in that of others. But let us face it with faith, and let us try to live day by day. By trusting God will fulfill his promises, faith will lead us to salvation. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. What does that mean? It means today, try to live fair life, according to the logic of the kingdom, with trust, simplicity, and abandonment, seeking God, and God will take care of everything else. Live day by day. It is very important. What wears us down so often are all those comebacks to the past and our fear of the future. Whereas, when we just live in the present moment, we mysteriously find the strength. What I have to live today, I have God's grace to live it. If tomorrow I must deal with more difficult situations, God will increase his grace. God's grace is given at the moment, day by day. Living the present moment means to accept weaknesses, to renounce redoing the past or dominating the future, being happy with the present.